Welcome back, Shalom Aleichem.
Not Hanukkah, right?
No.
Saita.
Saita, back to Saita. The last time we learned Sotah was a month ago. It was quite a half sukkah. I think we left off on Gimel Omer Beis, right before the wide lines, about the fourth narrow line before the wide lines. Omer Rav Chisda. The beginning of the Mesichta is talking about the topic of an Eishes Ish Hazinsa. A married woman has an affair with someone else. Omer Rav Chisda and Dav Gimel Omer Beis. The fourth line before the wide lines. Gemara Saita is the right Mesichta?
No.
Okay. Gimel Amin Beis. Amar Rav Chisda, Znusa Bebeisa, if someone is Mezane in a marriage, Kikariya Lushimshima, it's terrible, it's like a worm in poppy seeds. That once there's a worm there, it's going to gnash everything, it's going to eat everything up. So if a person, someone who's married is Mizana, that'll destroy the whole marriage, it'll ruin everything. Om Rav Chisda, another comment Rav Chisda says, Tukfa Bebeisa. If you have a couple is married, and one spouse is very tough, always screaming, and always dictating terms, and always controlling the other one, is Kikariya Lushimshma. It's also terrible, just like the worm in the mon and the poppy seeds, it's going to eat everything up. So if a spouse is very takif, very controlling, it's going to ruin the whole marriage. Then he adds a comment, Idi itza. That's only if the wife is mezana. That's going to ruin the whole marriage. They have to get divorced. If the husband is mezana, so you tell him to stop and he can do tshuva and they'll straighten out if the wife is prepared to be mamaychal. Okay? But if the wife is mezana, that ruins the whole marriage. And if the husband screams at the wife, so she'll be able to survive. But if the wife screams at the husband, then the Gemara says that's going to ruin the whole marriage.
Either the that's the way it is true. If she's mezana, he can't live with her.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he said, that's what Rav Chisda says. Both statements of Rav Chisda go on the wife. That if the wife is mezana, it ruins the whole marriage. And if the wife is the one who's controlling over the husband, that's also going to ruin the hamash. Ava begavra, the husband is controlling. No, the husbands always think they're supposed to be in control. The leislam bov, so that'll usually straighten out. Sometimes the husband is so controlling, it'll also ruin the marriage. But the Gemara assumes that most of the time the husband is controlling. He thinks that as his role as the husband has to be masculine, and the marriage can survive. But if the wife is going to be the controlling spouse, that'll be destructive. Om Rav Chisda makes another comment, also about the znus, about the violation of Gilui Arayis. B'tchilo koidim shechata Yisrael, before the Jewish people sinned, Rashi says, before they sinned with niuf, with znus. Where's the Rashi on the Gemara? With Arayis, right? Rashi says koidim shechata Yisrael b'Arayis. The Shechina was with everyone. There was a Hashras HaShechina in everyone's home. Shenemer, Kehashem Alakecha Misalech Bekerav Machanecho. The Shechina will be there with you. The Pasuk, the original Pasuk, Hashem Alakecha Misalech Bekerav Machanecho, goes in the army. That the Pasuk says you have to have Nikoyon Hamokom. You have to. You're not allowed to have Tzoya all over the place, and everyone has to be dressed properly. There shouldn't be Erva. Because we assume there's going to be Hashuas Hashchina, and we assume that all these special dinim of the Machne Yisrael only apply when we learned Erev and we discussed at the end of the first perek. So the Yerushalmi Rabbi Nachananel on the last daf in the first perek in Erev quotes from Yerushalmi, only if you have 10 soldiers together. If you have 10, so you constitute a minion, that's if they want to daven or recite the Dovish Bigdusha. So if you have 10 soldiers who are in the Jewish army, in the Israeli army, that itself constitutes a davar shebikdusha, because the Shechina promises, Hashem alakach misalach bekarach machanech lahatzilecha. The Shechina will be there called be'asara Shechinta Sharia. If you have 10 people reading the Morgan Journal, that's not 10 people reading the newspaper or doing mathematics or reading newspapers, that's not. But 10 people in a Jewish army, that brings the Shechina. So the Gemara. Okay, when a person is doing Dvarim Shebikdusha, for sure there will be the Shechina. But here the army is not doing Dvarim Shebikdusha, they're just fighting the war, or they're preparing to fight a war, the standing army, so that's also Hashuas HaShechina. So the Gemara takes that pasuk, the original pasuk is talking about the army. The Gemara takes it a little bit out of context and says, B'tchil ha'karim shechata barai, so I say Shechina shorim kolechav yechad, every private home, there was Hashuas HaShechina in everyone's home. After they sin with Gilei Arayis and Stalka Shechina Mehem. How do you know? Shenema, because in that pasuk it says you should be careful not to have tzoya, and not to have meiraglaim, and not to have erva. La'ir b'cha erva's dover. The Shechina should not see people undressed, people not properly dressed in the army. They have to be careful with nikoy and hamokam. V'shod me'acharecha, the Shechina will go away. Shechina will go away, so you won't have the Ribbono Shel Olam helping you to fight the war. The pasuk promises that the Ribbono Shel Olam will help them. Hashem lakach misalach me'achanecha lahatzilecha, v'losu savecha biyadecha. The pasuk promises the Shechina will be there to help you win the war, and you should be careful. Alir b'cha, the Shechina should not see erva's dova, v'shod me'acharecha, the Shechina will leave. So that the Gemara. That what? I don't know. In general, yeah. He says the original plan was that there was going to be Hashuas HaShechina in everyone's home, but because Arayis was violated so much, so the Shechina will, you chase away the Shechina. Chase away the Shechina. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is usually one of the Rabbanon Dagarata. They don't quote him on halachas. They only quote him on agoda. Rav Chisda is quoted on halacha and on agoda. So Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is one of the Rabbanon Dagarata. He used to have a separate base medrash in the days of the Gemara. There's a Gemara in the third parak in Maikotan. So the Gemara says one of the Rabbanim, the Nasi, put someone into Cherem. Then the Nasi died, the chief rabbi died, and the one who was put in Cherem came to the base medrash to ask. He said he did tshuva and he wanted them to be mata the Cherem for him. So they were discussing, is it right to be mata the Cherem just like this? Because the chief rabbi put him in Cherem, is it right? So they were having a whole discussion. So I think it was Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni happened to be at base medrash that day. And they said, my high. And they said, he said, he got up and he said, I don't think we should be matar lechem. The chief rabbi put him in chem. It's not right just like this. A week after, he put him in chem, we should be matar lechem. The guy says he did tshuva. We shouldn't. So they said, my high. It's 25 years he hasn't shown up in our beis medrash. Because the Rabbanu d'Agadah used to learn in the beis medrash for Agoda. They didn't learn the beis medrash for Halacha. Two different batim midrashim. They didn't come to the regular base medrash. So they said, my high, it must be Menashemayim they sent him, because he got up and he said he votes they should not be Mata Dechir. So the Gemara said they weren't Mata Dechir. So you see, from the Gemara, they had a different base medrash. Rabbanu d'Agadah. So he's always quoted on Agor, Amr Shmuel Machmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Kaloyis and Mitzvah, as Boil Mazeh, if a person does mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim during his lifetime, after he dies, Mikad Masa, the mitzvah will precede him. We usually say when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach, and the malach will defend him, will argue out on his behalf. Whatever it means, the kadmasa, the mitzvah will precede him when he dies, and will argue out the case. The man deserves to go to Olam Haba, to Gan Eden. Shenema, the tzidkis and the mitzvahs that you did will precede you. When you die, so when your soul goes back to heaven, so the mitzvahs will precede you. Many Acharonim have write a minig that people should leave tzedakah. You should give tzedakah while you're alive, but you should also give a lot of tzedakah after you die, and preferable is that the tzedakah should be distributed before the kvura. That's how they say, if it's possible. The tzedakah should be distributed before the kvura, as it says, V'halach l'fanecha tzidkecha. The Gemara takes the word tzidkecha in the sense of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim in general, whatever you did during the lifetime. And Acharonim take it in the sense of tzedakah. The distribution of the tzedakah should precede the kvura. I remember talking about my father-in-law passed away. He left instructions how much money they should give. He wasn't such a wealthy man. He left instructions how much money they should give to tzedakah. They mailed out the tzedakah checks before the funeral. Didn't arrive. They didn't arrive till after the funeral, but the tzedakah checks were mailed out before the funeral. V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha. The mitzvahs and the ma'asim tovim will precede his before his soul comes to heaven. The mitzvahs will come to argue on his behalf. And if a person does an avera, even if he only does one avera, the avera will melafafasa, will grab hold of him by lechus lefanov liyoy madin. The avera will come after his soul will go to heaven. The avera will come and argue against him that he deserves to go to Gehenna. Shenema yilafso means to grab hold of. Yilafso orchas darkam. Their style of living will grab hold of them, will seize them. Yalu b'tohu v'yavedu, and they'll go to Gehenna because of their averas. What do you say? You have what?
The traffic jam. You got the mitzvahs on one side, you have the other. Each one arguing the case.
Okay, so we'll see which one will win. Okay. You go bus arrive, you know? That's what I'm saying. So the Gemara says, one who does an aver, the aver will grab hold of him. Ablazar, I'm a kshura by kikelev. Ablazar says, not stam. Like Rab Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonason, that the avera will grab hold of him. No, it'll be so attached to him, kshur ba kikelev. Like if a person has a pet dog, so the dog is very close to the balabas, the buddy. So the avera will be very close to the balu avera. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'lo shama eleha, that's when Eshes Paitifar was trying to get Yosef to sin with her. So it says, v'lo shama eleha, Yosef was able to control himself, even though she kept on making love to him every day, he was able to control himself. Why does it say twice? It's a repeat of the same thing. It should say, Yosef was able to control himself, not to sin with her. So the Gemara understands that he didn't want to sin in this world. If he would have sinned with her, so that sin of Eshes Ishidzinsa, not Eshes Patifar. The sin would be with him in Olam Abba. The sin would latch onto him, Kshura Boy Kikelev, and argue out the case when he goes to Olam Abba that they should send him to Gehenna. So this is Tama comment. The beginning of the Masechta is talking about Eshes Ishidzinsa. So they say about the way it ruins marriages, and all the mitzvahs a Ma'asim Tovim person does during his lifetime will help him in Olam Abba, and whatever Averis he does, he'll burn in Gehenna for them. So now the Gemara goes back to the din in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that, the opening Mishnah says that if the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and he wants her to drink the Mayim Amarim, he can't just come and say, I was Mekane Leishtai and she was Nistera, and therefore I wanted to drink Mayim Amarim. He has to bring two Edim. We had a machlekes, a three-way machlekes. Satanoim, do you need to aid him for both the kinui and the stira? You only need to aid him for the kinui, do you only need to aid him for the stira? Is there any case that everybody agrees that aid echot is acceptable? In the Mishnah, the kinui with the stira, everything is mutar b'machlekes. So the Gemara said already on the previous daf, yeah, if there was first kinui and then stira, and then during the stira there was an aid echot in the room and he says, I saw that the woman was mezana, then aid echot is believed. Eid Echad is not believed to give her the Einish Misa. The Einish Misa, you have to have two Eidim. Eid Echad is believed that we don't let her drink the Mayim Hamarim. She doesn't drink the Mayim Hamarim, then they have to get divorced, because after Kini Astir, the woman is Asura Abayla, and the only way she'll become a Teres Labayla is Ayidei Hashkoah. So if she doesn't, in the Hashkoah's Mesaita, there's a miracle. The Torah promises a miracle will occur. If she's guilty, so then she'll at least start to get sick, if not die immediately. And if she's innocent, then she'll survive, nothing will happen. So the Torah says here, this is the one and only case where the halacha says, Samchem al hanes, we rely on the miracle the Baruch Shalom promised, that he's going to cause a miracle to occur all the time. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara is quoting that Mishnah, Tanan Hasim, it says later, in the later Prokim, Shehoye b'din, one should have argued out a kal v'chaymer, din is a kal v'chaymer, like ainon shim min adin. You can't give misa based on a kal v'chaymer. So the word din means kavachim. It should have been a kavachim. Shahaya bidin. What should have been a kavachim? Oma edis harishayna sheina asrasi yisraelim. When you have kinu yastira, she's not absolutely also. She's asura baila up until she drinks the mayim amarim. Once she'll drink the mayim amarim, it shall be muteris labaila. So ma adach the edis harishayna is not that chomer. Edis harishayna the kinu yastira. Shein Esras Yisraelam. It's not an absolute Iser, irrevocable Iser. Nonetheless, Einim Iskayam Es Pachas Mishnayim. You need to aid him for the kinoy, for the stira, the different opinions. Eidus Hachrayna. If Eidim are going to come, and Eid is going to come and say that Zinso, and now that's the end of the story. Zinso says she has to get divorced. There's no way to undo that. So Eidus Hachrayna Shaisras Yisraelam. And the din shouldn't be al kavachamish lotis kaim pachas mishnayim. That for sure should require two edim. So I should have said it's a kavachamish you need two edim. Tamaloyman, no, but the pasuk tells us not. So the ed ain't bo. Kol sheyesh bo. If you have any ed whatsoever, even only ed echad is belief. What's with the kavachamer? What's with the logic dictates? So Tosis explains pashit why. We already had it a few times mentioned. Shareg lime ledover. The kinui is there. The man comes to Beis HaMikdash. He brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, he warned her and she says, not true. He says, I warned her. I was suspicious that she's having an affair with the neighbor and I warned her. She says, not true. He never warned her. And then he says, Nistra. She says, not true. She says, the whole thing is not true. So there's no raglaim ledover that he's telling the truth. But after he had kinui, after you bring two edim, we say, kinui love in Nistra. And then Eidechad says, yeah, I was in the room in Zinso. So then it's already raglaim ledover. That's what the whole din is based on. That's why Erechot is believed to say Zinso after the Kinah Estir Sharei Raglaim Ledover, and Erechot is not believed to say the Kinah Estir. But somehow this Mishnah from later is ignoring that consideration. All the other Brises and the other Mishnahs do mention that consideration. Shari Kinah Lo Ministro, so it's Raglaim Ledover. So the Mishnah says you should have said a Kal V'Chaim that Erechot should not be believed to say Zinso. Even if you have eight echud, it is bagloit. Frag the Gemara, no, so let's make a kalvachayim and a faket. The kalvachayim is a rishayna meyato. So why shouldn't we make a kalvachayim and say like this? Madach eight echud is bagloit on his nus. Then she becomes asuri yisraelam. Eight echud is bagloit. So certainly eight echud should be believed on the kinas tira. It's only going to bring it to drink my mamarm, so nothing's going to happen. It's not poison. It doesn't taste good. You mix in a little sin.
You're resting Hashem's name.
Okay, the Rebbe Shalom gave us permission to erase his name. He told us for the sake of Shalom.
There's got to be.
Okay, the Rebbe Shalom said for the sake of Shalom Bayis he'll allow. So why not establish Ledin based on a Kavachimer? Erecha should be believed to say Kinei Lov in Istra.
Rabbi Hoshua.
Right.
Rabbi Elazar will learn this Kavachimer. He could learn this.
No,
they.
Yeah, but they all agree that either the kinui or the stira both need two edim. So everybody agrees that something or another are both need two edim. So the kash is, let's make a kavachaimer from znus. Freg the gemara, where is it? The kavachaimer leiris harishana. So let's say now should be a kavachaimer. Kavachaimer leiris harishana meyata. Why not construct a kavachaimer? Ma eiris achreina. Eiris achreina is the erechad that says zinsa. Once he's believed to say Zinso, that's it. The jig is up. She has to get divorced. There's no way to be matter. Nonetheless, Miskayam is Beid Echod. Eid Echod is believed. It's a pasig. Eid Einbo. Freg the Gemara. Eid Sarishan is Eid Esrasi Yisraelam. Just Kine Estira, just to have a drink to my mamarim. So it should be Eino Din should Tiskayim Eid Echod. Shouldn't it be Al Kavachayim Eid Echod should be believed? The pasuk says when it comes to dover should be ervo, the word dover appears. So lahalam by dina mamnis it says al pishneidim al pishlosh edim yakum dover. The two pasukim, one pasuk says al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yomas ameis. For dina nefashis you need two edim, and this pasuk yakum dover goes on dina mamnis al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yakum dover. So this is the gzereshava dover mi mamen ma dover ha omer lahalon. Just like the word Yochum Dover in context of Dinim Amunis, Al Pishnai made him, he need two kosher edim, Afkan, by Dover Shabierva, to establish Kine Lov in Istira, Chol Chad Kedisle, each Tana requires either two edim for the Kine, two edim for the Stira, for both, has to be Al Pishnai. So that's the end of the Braise. So everything is a Pasuk, that Eid Echad is believed to say Zinso if the Kine Stira is a Pasuk, Eid Ein Bo. And they need two edim for the stira, that's another pasuk dover dover. Freg the Gemara, is that the right pasuk? The brisa, this was all a long brisa. Tananos, I'm a mishnah with a brisa. So the Gemara asked, is that the correct pasuk? Dover dover mimamen. Dover dover mimamen is a different din. when you don't have any kinyan stira, you just have a regular situation, and eidechot, the din is eidechot damim b'isurim. Eidechot damim b'isurim means a man is believed to say this is kosher. He comes in the middle of drinking a cup of tea. He tells me that the tea is avodah zarah, herbs, and it's also bahanol. So eidechot is damim b'isurim. I want to eat some flesh. He tells me the flesh is nevela meat. I know for a fact that the butcher sold you nevela meat, or it's chaylev, it's dam, whatever, you're not allowed to eat. So eidechot is damim b'isurim. So if an erecha comes and says, Ishtacha Zinsa, should also be erecha Nemen Bisurim. It's not din in Mominus, it's not din in the Foshes, it's erecha Nemen Bisurim. Should be erecha Nemen Bisurim. So that's the Gzeres HaKasav, Dava Dava Mimamet, to say that an Eshish Ish Zinsa, that a couple has to get divorced, that's called Dava Shebierva. That's called Dava Shebierva, Dava Dava Mimamet, that's in a case. We're in the middle of nowhere. An erecha comes and says, Eshish Ish Zinsa, so he's not believed. But here we're talking about Kini Astira. Kinyan stira is not learned that from Dava Dava Mimam, and that's not a Dava Shebierva. That's a Dava Shebierva. Dava Shebierva is when the Erecha comes and says, Ishtacha Zinsa. Not when it says there was Kinyan stira. Frag the Gemara, hi, this din. Vichimotza ba'erbaz Dava Nafke. This is learned that from Dava Dava Mimam, that you need to aid him for the stira. No. Mibo Nafke. Bovela bikinoi, bovela bistira. The Gemara had the whole daf before on that base. We kept on talking about that Rosh quite a few times, five times. Quite a few times we had it there. The aid ain't bo. There's no aid at all. So the Gemara darshins, even if there's only aid echad who says zinsa, if the kin is there, echad is bagloip. But it says the aid ain't bo. Bo means on the znus, after the kin is there. Bo v'la bikinui, bo v'la bistir. Bo is a miut. Aid echad is only believed to say zinsa after the kin is there. But to say aid echad should be believed to say kini lo, aid echad should be believed to say nistera, isn't it? So, Frag the Gemara, why did the Mishnah quote the wrong pasuk? The Mishnah quotes the pasuk, Dava Dava Mimama. Dava Dava Mimama goes on a different case. When you have a plain case of Eidecha comes and says, Ishtacha Zinsa, he's not believed. But not Eidecha comes and says, Kini Lo, Eidecha comes and says, Nistera. That's based on a different diuk in the pasuk. Eid ain't Bo, Bovala Bikina, Bovala Bistira. After the Gemara, Hachinami Kama. That's, you have to press it into the Mishnah. There's a line missing in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, Dovadova mimamen, it should really say like this. That's what it means in the Mishnah. Tamalaima bo bovala bikina bovala bistira vituma bialma bala kina balastir la mehemerech minolan. Tamalaima dovadova mimam. And achinami. The Mishnah says that you need to aid them for kina yastira. It's not based on dovadova mimam. That's not really how dova should be careful. That's based on the xeris hakos aid ain't bo. Bo is a miut only by zinsu. And the kina yastira you need to aid them. And Eidechot is not believed to say Eshes is in, so that's based on Dova Dova Mimomen. That's the Brice. Afkan al Pishnai made. That's the Brice. Then the Gemara has the second line from the bottom. It's a strange Gemara this. Dalin Amanav. Tana Rabbanon. The Gemara quotes a Brice. Ezehi Eidus Harishaina. We said the Zedus Harishaina and the Eidus Achreina. So what the terminology that we were using? We probably wouldn't call it like that. We would have called Eidus HaRishayna, we would have said Kinoi. And Eidus HaChreina is the Stira. So Gemara, the Brisa was not using that term. Eidus HaChreina is the Eidecho that comes and says Zinsa after the Kinoi Stira. And Eidus HaRishayna is what we would have called Eidus HaShnia. Eidus HaRishayna is the Eidim on the Stira. So the Brisa is, there's a Brisa commenting on the Loshon of the Mishnah. Eizu Hei Eidus HaRishayna. What does the Brisa mean when it? What does the Mishnah mean on Daf Lamed Aleph when it calls Eidus Rishayna? Zu Eidus Stira. And what does the Mishnah mean when it uses the expression Eidus Achreina? Zu Eidus Tuma. When Eidecha comes and says Zinsa after the Kinyan Stira, that's what the Mishnah means is Eidus Achreina. And then the Brisa continues with Kama Shir Stira. Let's say the husband says, I'm Chayshid, my wife, he tells the wife, I'm Chayshid that you're having an affair with the next door neighbor. I want you to be careful. Don't be mistater. Even though the husband, let's say, works in town, and by la buyir, we assume that there's no isa yichud at all. By la buyir, there's no isa yichud. So what's wrong if the neighbor comes in once in a while? The next day neighbor comes in once in a while to visit when the husband is not home, but there's a heta yichud at by la buyir. So the answer is, but if the husband is makbid, he says, I think I'm choshed that you're having an affair. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, maybe he's 100% wrong. But still, if he's makbid, so the wife should not have stira. So if he warned her, kinui, and then there was stira, then she becomes asur al-bail until she drinks my mamar. How long does the stira have to be? let's say the next day neighbor knocks on the door and he says, I have to borrow a frying pan. So he comes in and borrows the frying pan and goes out. He only had the stira for half a minute. Half a minute is also a stira. How long? You have to have two edim say that the neighbor, that the man, that the husband is choshe, the neighbor had stira with the woman against the instructions of the husband. How long is stira? How long is the time? In minutes. How long is the kamashir stira? So the Bryce Yen says, kidei tuma, long enough to sin with the Eshesish. And how long is that? Kidei tuma, kidei bia, the amount of time that it takes to do tashmish. And how long is that? It keeps on asking. To Zogaret, kidei ha'arah. What is ha'arah? And how long is that? Kidei ha'kofa sadekal, the amount of time that it takes to walk around a tree. How big is the tree? There are trees that are as fat as this room. Then there's a little skinny tree that's only 2 inches wide. So how kidei ha'kofa sadekal, the time it takes to walk around the tree.
The dekal is a specific tree, it's a date tree.
Okay. Well, are all the date trees the same size? I don't know. Some of the different sizes. That's what Tosis says. The bottom line and the bottom Tosis. The bottom line and bottom Tosis. Hakofas adekel tema. Am I looking a boy? How big is the dekel? Is it a big fat tree? How many years old is it? Is it 1,000 years old? It's going to be a gigantic tree, or did you just plant it yesterday? It's a little sapling. So Tosis doesn't know how wide the tree is. Now, how come the Gemara doesn't raise the issue? How big the tree is? Okay. So the Gemara is going to quote different opinions of Tanoim. Agansa machlekes ha-Tanoim, how long is the shear? How many minutes is it in time? How many minutes is it? Kedesh shear stira.
In other words, how long should the Tosafot be in the
Okay. Yeah, how long should the Chasen Kala be in the Yichud room? What is the Yichud room all about? We have Erisin and we have Nisuin. There are two parts to marriage. So Erisin is easy. Erisin is Kiddushin. How do you know Kiddushin? So in Atari, can you do Kesef Shtar Abiyah? With the Rabbanon, they prohibited Kiddush Abiyah. The Gemara says, Mishum Pritzusa. So Manda Mekadosh B'Abiyah, so they give him Makas Mardas. So he left with Kesef and Shtar. And the Rambam writes, Pranogan call himself a Kaddish B'Kesef. The minig is, we don't do Kiddush Shtar. We do Kiddush Kesef. The minig, further minig is, the Rambam quotes a Tikkuni Zoyar. The minig is, he give a ring. Some of the artsy people like to give paintings, they like to give a shofar, like to give a watch, whatever. The Rambam says, minig is give a ring. Okay, so the minig is, we know how to do kiddushin, we know how to do everything. We give a ring and say, harat mekudeshesli, that we know. How do you do nisuin? So the different opinions in the Rishonim, it's very unclear in the Gemara, it doesn't say. So the Rambam says, you have to have bia lishem nisuin, or yichud haroi lebia. They have to be in a room together with no one else there. Her roi labir, the woman has to have gone to mikveh. If she didn't go to mikveh, it's not roi labir. And you have to have given her the ksuba in advance, because you're not allowed to live with your wife without a ksuba, so that's yichud shena roi labir mid the rabbanon. That's not min atorah. If the woman didn't go to mikveh yet, so it's yichud shena roi labir mid atorah. Isa nidas and isa deraisa. If you didn't give her the ksuba yet, then it's yichud shena roi labir mid the rabbanon. So the Rambam says you have to give the ksuba before they go into the yichud room. And then you have to make sure there's no one else in the yichud room, otherwise not roi labia. You have to spend so many minutes in the room that it's roi labia. So that's what they quote. The mocker is this gemara. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say 8 minutes. So Dean Zar used to make fun of him. The gemara says over here, each tana gives a different shear. How long is this shear stira? So one of the tanaim says the amount of time that it takes to cook a hard boiled egg. So he says, I don't know. I cook hard boiled eggs in less than 8 minutes. That's what whenever he would talk about Rav Soloveitchik's chumra, why he would mock, the Rav would be mocked, but 8 minutes to be in the Yichud room, he said, it doesn't take me 8 minutes to make a hard boiled egg. Okay. The Gemara says, k'dei litzlos beitza, to broil an egg, not to cook a hard boiled egg, k'dei litzlos beitza, should take less time. Litzlos should take more time, less time. I don't know. So each.
What does a woman do with a nida when she gets married?
So the pashtus is that we don't follow, we don't paskin like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, a woman cannot have nisuin when she's a nida, because chupa shein roi labia. You can have kiddushin. The Rambam holds lechatchila, it's not proper to kiddushin either. Lechatchila, you shouldn't be mekadosh a girl if she didn't go to mikveh. Where did he get that from? What's the mocker? So the Magen Mishnah writes on the sign of the Rambam, because you're not allowed to touch her hand. So if you're going to give her a ring, you may touch her hand. Anu gzeira. The Rambam came up with a new gzeir. You shouldn't be mekadosh and either because he may touch a hand. Well, where did the Rambam get it from? He should have said Yeroyli. Is there any source for it? So that's what others, the Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's a din daraisa Minchas Chinuch makes. Minchas Chinuch points out, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, let's say I go over to an Eishes Ish, and I give her a ring and I say, Harat Mekudesh Esli. So it's not Chal. Ein Kedushin Tov Sim Eishes Ish. I go to my sister and I say, Harat Mekudesh Esli. Ein Kedushin Tov Sim Bachoysoi. Bechavi Kris, Ein Kedushin Tov Sim. The Pasuk says, Lo Yikach Ish Yisei Shisov, Lo Yigala Knafav, Lo Yikach. How do you translate lo yikach? Ein kiddushin tovsin. Ein lecho bo likuchin. You cannot marry an eishes ish. That's how the Gemara says. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, lo yikach means it's an avera to be mekadosh an eishes ish. You violate an avera. You know, nothing is chal. I give a ring to an eishes ish and I say, harei mekadosh esli. Nothing is chal. The whole thing is a joke. I give a ring to my sister. I say, harei mekadosh esli. It's not chal. It's a garnish min garnish. What's the avera? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, no, that's an aver. So the Minchas Chinuch says, where in the world did he get this from? An original interpretation. La Yikach means you're not allowed to marry an Eishes Ish. If it's not Chal, it's nothing with nothing. That's what he writes in the Minchas Chinuch. Then he writes in the Hashmatas, in the end of the Sefer, oh, I forgot, it's a Beferish Gemara in the end of Kiddushin. The Gemara says you need two Psukim. One Pasuk tells you that there's an Issa L'chatchila not to be Mekadosh Arayis. And the second pasuk that repeats it tells you that the kedushin are not topsin. So he said it's enough in the Gemara, and he says now then the Minchas Chinuch adds, and now I know that's what the Rambam said. The Gemara says that neither is an exception to the rule. Even though neither has kareis, Eishes Ish has kareis, Baal Achosu has kareis, Baal Ima, Baal Bito, all of the arayis have kareis. So neither also has kareis, but neither is not like all the others. All the others are in kiddushin topsin, and kiddushin not topsin benida. If the girl didn't go to mikveh before the chuppah, so the kiddushin not topsin. And let's say avlad ben aishesish, shaman is baal aishesish, shaman is baal achos, baal lima, baal bito. The vlad will be a mamzer. Avlad ben anida is nishke mamzer. The Gemara says it's an exception to the rule. So the Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, it's an exception to the rule that the kiddushin not topsin, but the two psukim. The Gemara said there in kiddushin. In the end of the third parak in Kedushin, the Gemara says there are two psukim. One pasuk says there's an isur l'chatchila not to be mekadosh chayvi krisis, and the other pasuk says that even b'di'evad it's not chalsa. By neither you have a pasuk that says the second din doesn't apply. B'di'evad the Kedushin not topsim, but the first din still does apply. So the Minchas Chinuch says when the Rambam says that l'chatchila it's also to be mekadosh and neither, it's not like the Magen Mishnah said Gzeira the Rabbanon he may touch a hand. No, it's an isur deraisa. There's an isur not to be mekadosh any in the chayvi krisis. Not to be mekadosh achos, not to be mekadosh bita, not to be mekadosh anida. The din b'di'evad, that even b'di'evad, the kedushin are not tops, and that din doesn't apply to nida. But the first pasuk, the din l'chatchila, that it's also l'kadosh or l'chavi krisis, that pasuk even applies to nida. So by nida, according to the Rambam, l'chatchila should not be mekadosh, it's an iser, either like the Magen Mishnah says, an iser derabbanan. According to the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam meant to say it's an iser deraisa. But the yevid the kedushin achal, but the chuppah is not chal. The nisuin is not chal. The girl will be an arusa until she go to mikvah, and then they'll be together. That'll be the nisuin. So that's a question. After they'll go, so you mean at every wedding, everybody's going to know that this girl it's a chuppas nida because they didn't have any yichud later on. So the girl's going to be embarrassed. The whole world knows that it's a chuppas nida. The girls are embarrassed about that. So they usually tell that she should go into the yichud room and they have a child there. So it's not a chuppah roi labiyah. It's a fake. It's not a yichud. It's a fake yichud. There's no yichud. So according to the Rambam, you can't have nisuin with a chuppah because chuppah shen roi labiyah. How do you say all the bichas nisuin? So according to the Rambam, it's a bracha levatola. You're not allowed to say bichas nisuin. No. So the answer is we don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin against the Rambam.
You say the chuppah itself is a form of yichud.
Right. We paskin against the Rambam. We paskin standing under the canopy. That itself, a farastik anafecha ala masecha, that itself is the nisuin. That's a shaila. How does that constitute nisuin? Standing under the canopy of love. So how does that accomplish nisuin?
He takes her into his abode.
Instead
of his house, it's like
it's. Oh, so many Achrayim say, if you look in the big Ebenezer on the bottom of the page, they have the Eizem Mikodesh from the Bechot Cherov. So he says that the chuppah has to be constructed, the four poles with the cloth on top, have to be constructed like what we call an erev in Yiddish, a tzuris ha-pesa. You have to have konami kam, you have to shtei mezuzas and a mashkof on top, and that constitutes a mechitza. That's considered as if it's a mechitza. So if you have four of those, that's considered like a separate room, and the chosim took the kal into that room, that's considered hachnosa l'mshusa.
The crowd there, it's not, he's not going by himself. You have the Masada Kiddushin,
that's okay. Let's say he would take her into his home, and you have a lot of people there, but he took the Kala into his home for the sake of Nisuin. So that's called Hachnosa Lushuso. So Hachnosa Lushuso, we paskin against the Ram. The Ram holds that the only way to make Nisuin is either Bia Lishem Nisuin or Yichud Aroy Lebia. So by Anida, the Ram holds he can't have Nisuin, and you're not allowed to say the brachas. It'll be brachal of Atola if you do the Nisuin. You have to repeat the Nisuin after she goes to mikveh. So the things that we don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin that standing under the canopy is good enough. So some achrayim understand that standing under the canopy is good because the canopy constitutes a separate room. That's a shaila. Usually, years ago, the chuppah used to be either a square or a rectangular piece of cloth. It used to be cloth. In the four corners, there were metal rings. So it used to have poles, four poles. People would hold the poles. And the pole would go on top inside the ring. So if you look from one pole to the other, there was nothing going on top of one pole to the other. It was a half an inch in. It was indented. The edge of the cloth was indented. The circle was around the top of the pole. That's where it always used to be years ago. The circle was around the top of the pole. And there wasn't, it was kanamikam. There was no kon al gabim. So that's why these gedolim days and Mikodesh and others insist that that's not acceptable. That you have to put the two poles under the cloth. That's why years ago the YU Museum had a display of old parochesin from shuls from centuries ago, and old ksubis from what's his name from the Revolutionary War, Benjamin, I forgot what's the Jewish fellow. There was a Jew who funded
Chaim Solomon.
I think they had Chaim Solomon's ksuba. That old ksubas from Italy, from Africa, from all over the world, from the Rif, old ksubas and old chuppas and old Beis HaKnes, all kinds of things. So they demonstrated old pareichasin from the shul. They had four diagonal slits in the four corners. And then the tour guide asked the students, does anybody know why it has the slits? So no one knew at all. So they explained what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Whoever reads the tiny letters on the bottom of the page from the Vachacharov, so he insisted it has to be in the shape of a Tzuris HaPesach. So he was the one who came up with this chumrah, and many followed him, that you have to have the slits to put the poles under the cloth, so that you have cloth going from the top of one pole to the top of the other. Then it constitutes an Erev. Now it's a Tzuris HaPesach, and that's called Hachnosa L'Rishusa. That's what they insist. According to them, you could have really had strings. You don't really need any cloth on top. You could have had strings. And others say, no, you don't need the poles. That's not what it's all about. The whole ikavort is, the pasuk says in Megillas Rusa, farastu knafecho ala masecho, that the way the husband would demonstrate that he's doing the suin, that the completing the ishus, and arusa is an ishus ish lo bebeis habal, and the nisu is an ishus ish bebeis habal. So how do you accomplish the change? So one way to accomplish is hachnasa levshuso. He brings her into his apartment. That's one way. Another way is, he puts a talis, like the old minig used to be, by the Sfaradim and by the Ashkenazim. They would put after they did the erisin, so that after they would read the ksuba, then they would put a talis on over the head of the chosin and the kala, and that would be the nisun of farasta kanafech ala masech. Sometimes the girl is going to be a nida, so what are you going to put a talis over? Both of them, they're going to be standing, rubbing shoulders with each other. So that's why they introduced that you have a cloth, a shmata, on top of them. That cloth on top, that's the farach, the knafech ala masecha. According to the others, according to the Bechacharav, you don't need any cloth at all. All you need are four poles with four strings. Atzuras ha-pesach, an erev. You make an erev, and that constitutes a separate room. So that's a machlekes. That's a machlekes. How do you do nisun? So we, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch lechatchile, the proper thing is to try to schedule a chasana, that it should not be a chuppas nida, because according to the Rambam, there's an iser, either an iser derais, an iser derabon, or some kind of an iser, not to be mekadosh a nida, and then according to the Rambam, you can't do the nisun are not kainah, because a chuppas shenivoy lebi is no good. All the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. That Gemara in Ksubis that has a suffix, the Gemara has an Ebayt Leib Shita. What's the din of a Chupish and a Royal Abiyah? So it's a suffix in the Gemara. So the Rambam learns the suffix, a Chupish and a Royal Abiyah. Is it Kaina, is it not Kaina? That's the suffix. So you go to Chumrah that a Chupas Nida is not Kaina. All the other Rishonim say that's not at all. That's totally out of context. The Gemara is talking about a different thing. The Mishnah there, in the beginning of Perek Afalpi, says like this. A man gets married, and the Ikek Suba, the Takonas Chachamim, is that if the girl is getting married for the first time, the Ikek Suba is Masayim Zuz. It's around $30,000 these days, a lot of money, maybe more. It depends on how much silver is worth. So silver went up the last year, so silver is worth much more. It all depends how much silver sells for. So the Mishnah says, the Ikek Suba is Masayim Zuz. What if the husband wants to give Tosef his Ksuba? Add on whatever you want. And what if he wants to add on 1,000,000 zuz? That's called Tosefes Ksuba. Ikek Ksuba is peanuts. Masayim Zuz, 200 zuz. He's going to add on 1,000,000. And the Mishnah says he can even add on 10,000 times more than Ikek Ksuba. It's all legitimate. He can add on more Tosefes Ksuba. Tosefes Merubal Ha'ikir, and there's no problem. Doesn't pose any problem. And if he divorces her, if he dies, then she has a right to collect all. She collects the Ikek Ksuba with the Tosefes Ksuba. So the Gemara HaTasafek, what if he, let's say, when they had, in the days of the Gemara, they used to have Erisin now, and they're doing Nisuin a year later. So during Erisin, you don't have to give a Ksuba. What if the husband gave a Ksuba and he wrote in the Ksuba, Tosefes Ksuba, an additional $1,000,000, and they get divorced, or the husband dies before they ever had the Nisuin? So the Mishnah says that's self-understood, that the Tosefes Ksuba she doesn't collect. She collects the Ikek Ksuba. If he gave her a Ksuba when they had Erisin, because of La Ksuba during Erisin, and he gets divorced during Erisin, or he dies before he ever had Nisun, she collects the Ikek Ksuba. But she doesn't, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, she doesn't collect the Tosefes Ksuba. It's self-understood. He only added on the Tosefes if there's going to be...
consummate the marriage.
They're going to consummate the marriage. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what if they had the Nisuin, but it was a Chupish in a Royal Abiyah? She was a Nida when they had the Nisuin, and then he dies before she has a chance to go to Mikvah. Do you say, well, at least they had the Nisuin? Even though they didn't consummate the marriage, they were never together, but they had the Nisuin, so she is entitled to collect the Tosefes Ksuba? Or do you say, no, he meant the Chibas Biyah. They would never had a chance to be together. She doesn't collect. So that's how all the Rishonim read the Gemara. What if it's a chupish and a royal abiyah? She entitled to, it's not a suffix in the Gemara, whether a chupish and a royal abiyah is kaina. No, it's a shayla. She entitled to collect the psychological suffix. So the kasav la el al manas la kainsa, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, he only added on the tosefes ksuba, the understanding that the marriage is going to be completed. So what if the marriage was completed officially? There was erisin and nisuin, but the nisuin, the chupa was done at the time she was a nida, and she didn't go to mikveh yet. And they already got divorced. He already died. So he didn't even have a chance to be together with his wife. That's how most of the Rishonim learned the Gemara. So it's not a suffix in halacha. It's a suffix in umdin, a psychological umdin. Did he mean to be mishabin himself to surface ksubi even under such circumstances or not? And the Rambam learns, no. The Rambam learns the suffix was a halachic suffix. Chupa, shein, roilabi. Is it kaina or is it not kaina? So machlek is the Rambam and all the Rishonim. So lechat chile, we're machma for the Rambam. So right after the chuppah, we really paskin the standing under the canopy constitutes the nisuin. Either because this is a tzuras ha-pesach, it's like a rishus b'fnei atzma, so it's achnasa l'rishuso. You can have the rabbi and the parents and the eidim, that's not a problem. We declare that this is the rishus of the chosen. This area that's sectioned off is a separate rishus, a separate room, and the chosen kala stand in the room. Or is it because it's a farasta kanafecha? So that's a diyun and poskim. So we poskim mikra din standing under the canopy is the nisuin. So even good for a nida, there's no problem. Even mutalach atchila, it's not so poshut that the other rishonim hold like the Rambam that even a nisa lachatchila to be mekadosh nida. But lachatchila we machme for the Rambam. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes in Orachaim. The Magen Avraham writes right after the chuppah they should rush to the yichud room. Because we hold that you said the Birchas Nisuin under the Chuppah, that's it. The Birchas Nisuin relates to the Chuppah. But since we're Choshish for the Rambam that you need Yichud, so you want the Birchas Nisuin to relate to the Yichud room also. So they shouldn't dilly-dally. Usually they take photographs and everybody's kissing everybody else. until all the friends, everybody shakes hands, and everybody's taking pictures and everything. It takes a long time from the time they finish the chuppah to they go to the yichru. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't wait so long. The Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva from Abelia Mizrahi. You shouldn't wait so long, you should rush to the cheder hayichru. That's what the Maharil writes in that lashon. Umaritzim is a chasim is a kala lecheder hayichru. You rush the chasim kala to the yichru. You shouldn't spend so much time. How do we get involved in this? I forgot about it. Oh yeah. So according to the Rambam, how long did he stay in the yichud room? How long? So that has to, the Rambam says, yichud haroi lebiyah. You shouldn't have anybody else in the room. And she has to be tahorah. She didn't go to mikveh. So the yichud isn't going to help. And they should be in the room long enough, roi lebiyah, long enough to do a ma'isabiyah. How long does it take to do a ma'isabiyah? So the Gemara quotes now several opinions of the Tanoim. What are they fighting about? So the Gemara says on Dalan Amin Beis, each one of the Tanoim, here in the second line from the top. Amrav Yitzchak Bayesef, Amrav Yechanan, he came from Eretz Yisrael, Amrav Yitzchak Bayesef. So he quotes in the name of Rav Yechanan, Kol Echad V'Echad B'Atzma Shir. Each Tana was married, and each one is giving the Shir how long he thought it would take to do the Hascholos Ma'isadir. So that's how long the Shir is for Stira. If the husband was kinei leishtoi v'nistro, so how long does the stira have to be that it should pose a problem, that she has to drink mayim amarim to become muteres lebaila long enough to do tashmish? How long does it take? So each tana gave a shir, all came out the same, but slightly different. Some of them were faster than the others. So each one determined on his own how long he thinks. So the Gemara says they were all married, and each one gives a shir. Freg the Gemara, but one of the tanaim we're going to read in the brisa was a bocher, the nazai. So what do you mean? How did he didn't go to a zayna? So how did he know how long it takes to do a ma'isa biya? If he was never married, everything one version of the story was that he did marry. He married Rabbi Akiva's daughter. He was a talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He married a girl and he got divorced. He married and then he realized marriage is not for him. He's too much in the svarim. He's too much in learning. He's simply not going to be a good husband. So he got divorced. So he did have tashmish with his wife, so that the short time that he was married, he figured out how long it takes. The Iboy same on another version has it, Meirabi Shmielei, he himself didn't say his own personal opinion. He had a tradition from his Rebbe, how long it takes to do tashmish. He was a bocha, he would never know. The Iboy same, and the third version has it is, Soid Hashem Lireyov. The more quotes a pasuk tilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Talmid HaChachamim the ability to figure out everything that they have to know in order to pass Kanshailas. That pasuk is the basis of Amunas Chachamim. When a Talmid Chacham gives a psak, why do we assume that he knows what he's talking about? Human beings always make mistakes. So why? How can I ever rely on a Talmid Chacham? So we assume, Soid Hashem L'Yireyav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Talmid Chacham is a Yirei Shamayim, it has to be a Yirei Shamayim. It has to be a Talmid Chacham also. The Baruch Shalom is not going to make a Neis Nigla that an Am Haaretz is going to figure out what the din is. Yiftach Hashem is piho asayin. The Baruch Hashem is going to make a miracle that the Amoris is going to say what the correct thing is. You have to have a learned person. He should be a Yirei Shamayim. And then we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a Siyata Dishmaya to say the right answer. How could that be, Soid Hashem L'Rev? So how can you have, Rabbi Kiva says one way, Rabbi Shmuel says, Fakir, how do you have a Machlekes HaTorayim? He had a Siyata Dishmaya to develop his opinion. So what is it? Which is the correct one? So that's what the Gemara says a lot of times. Eleviyeh, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Correct. He had a Siyata Dishmaya to say his opinion. Soid Hashem L'Rev. And the other one also had Soid Hashem L'Rev. It's a miracle. Right. They tell the story about the Nodi Behuda that they had a Shail in Hilchas Treifus. And he opened up a Yerudeya. A few Balabatim came in with the Shal. He opened up a Yerudeya, kept on mishing. Then he slammed shut the Yerudeya, and he said, "There's no Shaila. You're a faker. You made a hole in the. You punctured a hole in the animal after it was dead already." And he kept on screaming at the guy. So the guy admitted that it was a fake. So he asked him, "How did you know that it was a fake?" So he said that whenever he paskins a Shaila, he always has a feeling of comfort, as if Min HaShamayim, they're helping him to paskin correctly, that he shouldn't make a mistake. And this time he was totally lost, and he didn't understand why, because the one who punctured the hole knew Yerideya. The one who made the fake shayla knew Yerideya, and this case is not described in Yerideya. Not described in the Gemara, not described in Yerideya. So if it's not described, it's kosher. everything is kosher unless proven, everything is innocent until it's proven guilty. So all animals are kosher unless you establish that it's a treifa. So there was nothing to mishen Yeridei. He knew Yeridei by heart. He knew it's not described. So he kept on mishing. He's trying to think maybe he'll come up with something. He wasn't looking for anything Yeridei. He's trying to come up. Why do I feel so uncomfortable to say that the animal is kosher? There's nothing to discuss. The case is not described in Shulchan Aruch. So the din is that it should be kosher. And he felt uncomfortable. He always has a feeling of comfort that they're helping him in Hashemayim to paskin properly, and now he felt lost. So he had to think quickly. So he thought they always help him in Hashemayim because there's a real shaila. It must be that for some reason or another this is a fake. There's no shaila. Why is there no shaila? So he knew that when he was appointed Rav in the city, there was a big machlokes who should be the Rav. So there were two tzedadim. So some of the balabatim were pushing for a different candidate. And one of the people who came with the shaila, the one who made the fake shaila, and the one who punctured the hole, after he was dead already, was a relative of the other candidate. Mm-hmm. And he knew that he was on the other side. So he assumed, mistama, he made believe that there's a shaila. To show the balabatim, I don't know how to learn that. I can't find the din in Yeridei. So that's why he figured, that's why he's probably not having a siyata d'shamayim. So he slammed shut the Yeridei and he said, you're a faker, you made up the shaila. And he schemed so long till the guy admitted that it was true. They made up the story. That's how they tell the story about the Nadi Yehuda. So the Hashem Lirev is the basis of why we assume that the Talmud Chacham gives me a psak. The psak is binding. We assume the Talmud Chacham will have a divine assistance to pass him properly. People who don't know how to learn say, no, that's not true. Because the Gemara says, Lo Bashamayim Hi. Lo Bashamayim Hi means a different thing. The Gemara tells a story in Tamura that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, b'mei Evlel shel Moshe, right after Moshe Rabbeinu died, they weren't learning. Nasi Shemes, all about the Midrashim HaBotel, they weren't learning. So thousands of halachas were forgotten. So Yeshua ben Nun wanted to ask the Rabbanu shel Olam, give me a nevuah, tell me what the dinim are. So they told him, Lo b'shamayim hi. Then he wanted to ask the Urim v'Tumim, what is the din? They told him, Lo b'shamayim hi. You're not allowed to ask. You have to work out on your own. The Talmud Chacham has to figure out on his own. But maybe the Talmud Chacham is making a mistake. So that's what the Pasuk says behind the scenes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that he gives a divine assistance to the Talmid HaChamim that they shouldn't make a mistake. Once in a while they do make a mistake. There's an institution of Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibah, but the whole Bez Nagodol can make a unanimous vote that's all wrong. Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibah, they all made a mistake. The whole Bez Nagodol.
Was there ever a Par Halam Dovah?
I don't think we have any recorded. But we have the institution recorded. The only time you bring a Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur is the Roiv HaTzibur in Eretz Yisrael violated the Avera. Sheyesh Bekor is based on the mistaken Psak of the Bez Nagor. The Stama mistaken Psakim there were. And they would back out. Whenever they made a mistake, they would back out. But that the Roiv HaTzibur should do it based on the Psak. Mistama, that hardly ever happened. And in Isa Kores, Mistama, the whole thing is far-fetched. But the Torah has such, it could be that it never happened, but the Torah records such an institution, we should realize that it is possible for the Bez Nagodol to make a mistake. Look, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. He was arguing with Aaron HaKohen, and then he gave in to Aaron that he was right. The Chumash records, Aaron was right, and Moshe Rabbeinu admitted that he was right. But the basis of a rabbinic authority is, Sod Hashem L'Rev, we assume that behind the scenes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Talmud Chacham, Siyat HaDishmaya, to paskin properly.
So what do you mean that person made out the shaila? I mean, why can't he ask something that's not halas? Let's say he did make
the puncture afterwards.
So it still should be either
Aser
or Mutter, and he came to ask whether
it's Aser or Mutter. No, they came from the slaughterhouse and they said, have a shaila, Rabbi, what's the din? Is it treif or not? He didn't ask what would the din be if there would be a hole in this part of the animal. If they would have asked like that, so they would have said, it's never described in the Shulchan Aruch, so the din is that it's mutter. But they came halacha l'maisa with an animal, and they asked him, what's the din on this behemoth? Is it treif or kosher? So he felt very uncomfortable saying kosher, and he didn't know why. What's so difficult? It is kosher. The halacha says, since it's not described in the Shulchan Aruch, so the din is that there's no reason to declare that it's a treif.
Oh, so
he assumed that the reason why he didn't have a siyai to the Shemaya to say comfortably that it's kosher, must be that there's no shaila. The whole thing is a fake. So then he realized they must have punctured the hole after the animal is already dead. Usually you can tell if the hole is punctured, if the hole develops while the animal is alive, so there's going to be a lot of blood collecting over there. If the animal is dead already, so you can tell. If you have a geshacht and a piece of flesh, even if you didn't salt it, and then you make a hole, it's not going to have any blood collecting over there. While the animal's alive, it's going to have a whole bunch of blood collecting over there. So it's rare that if you puncture a hole right after the shechita, it'll look as if the hole was punctured b'chaim, sometimes. So that's what the Gemara says, the three suggestions. How is Ben Azai involved over here? Each Tana is saying, kol echad v'echad v'atzmash. Each Tana was married, and he's telling from his own personal experience how long it takes to do tashmish. So how does Ben Azai fit in over here? He was not married. So the Gemara says, either he was married in, for a brief period of time and he got divorced, or he heard it from his Rebbe how long it takes, or Sar Hashem L'Rev. He was able to figure out on his own. So now the Gemara is going to discuss what are the different opinions. They all come out the same thing. A difference of half a minute dahin, a half a minute ahead. It's not can't be such a major difference over here. And the first line in the Brisa, you have to know what does it mean. How does the top line on Dalan Amanal, the Kamashir Stira, how many minutes is it? Kedei Tuma. What does that mean? Kedei Bia. What does that mean? Kedei Hara. What do you keep on saying? Kedei Bia, Kedei Stira, Kedei Hara. What is each one? The Gemara is going to explain each one. So first, the Gemara quotes the whole Brisa. And how long is that? So the first Tanis says, Kedei Hakofa Sadekel, the time it takes to walk around a tree. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Rab Lezer Ami Kedei Mezigas Hakois. What is Kedei Mezigas Hakois? You have, let's say, a cup of wine, and then you pour in a little water, because the wine used to be so strong, so powerful, it didn't taste good. So how long does that take? We just poured a cup of it. It takes less than a half a minute. Very little time. Kedei mezigas hakos. Rabbi Shua says kedei l'shtosa. The time it takes to drink the whole cup. A revius. Time it takes to drink. How long does it take to drink a cup? He's not giving a shear in between. It doesn't take an hour to drink. He's only drinking the cup of wine. It takes a half a minute to drink a revius of wine. It's not a bottle of wine. It's a revius of wine. It takes hardly any time. Ben Azai gives his opinion. Yeah. Ben Azai yami kedei litzlos beitza. The amount of time that it takes to fry an egg, that's what Dean Zar was kidding around. By him, it doesn't take 8 minutes. The time it takes to broil an egg, you take a raw egg and you broil it. Rabbi Kiva, Tosis has a problem here. Ben Azai was a student of Rabbi Kiva, so why do they quote Ben Azai before Rabbi Kiva? Usually, the brises go in historical order. So how come it's out of order over here? They quote first the Talmud, then they quote the Rebbe. So Tosis gives up an answer. The doichik, okay. It's really a problem. Rabbi Kiva Amar Kedei Lagomo, the time that it takes to swallow an egg that was just cooked. How long does it take to swallow this egg that was just cooked? So Taisa said that's why they had to quote Ben Azai before Rabbi Kiva. Because Ben Azai says the amount of time that it takes to cook the egg, first you got to cook the egg, then you eat the egg. So because they're both talking about an amount of time has to do with an egg, how long does it take to cook the egg? How long does it take to eat the egg that you just cooked? So that's why. So that Tosis patches up. But then the next Brisa, they're going to get stuck. How come the names are out of order? Okay. First Brisa is not bad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri says, no, Kedei L'gemar, Sholosh Beitzim Zuach Hazu. The amount of time that it takes, he takes three times as long as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, the amount of time it takes to eat one hard-boiled egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri says, the amount of time that it takes to eat three hard-boiled eggs, B'zeach Hazeh. Not swallowing all three, B'vasach. So that's another minute. Another minute. Rabbi Lezer ben Yirmiyah mikedei likshar gardei nima. A weaver sometimes has a thread that tore, so he has to tie together the two ends of the thread. So how long does it take? How long is shear tuma? The amount of time it takes to tie together two threads. Right. How long would it take the weaver? A gardei is a weaver. So how long would it take the weaver to tie together the nima? The nima is the thread. So the Gemara says, well, how thick is the thread? And how far apart are the parts of the thread? There's so many factors that are missing over here. How are you supposed to know how long it takes? There's so many different things missing. Everything is missing in the Brisa. Chanan ben Pinchas Nachatana. We hardly ever heard from him. Anybody ever remember the name? Chanan ben Pinchas. Very rarely quoted in the Gemara. Chanan ben Pinchas Amikadesh Yitoshit Yodol Letoch Piho. How long would it take a woman to put her finger in between her teeth? Little kissim. Let's say she has something got stuck in between her teeth. So she wants to take out a bone or a piece of wood that got stuck. So how long would that take? Hardly any time.
Are you sure? What is being an issue?
Anybody. Maybe women are more makbid on clean teeth than men. Do more women go to dentists than men? Some women are more. Some women are more makpid than men. Playma is a tana that we do find once more often than Pinchas than Chanan ben Pinchas. Playma mekadesh toshi yad l'sal little kicker. The amount of time that it would take a woman. Why a woman? The same thing for a man. Mestama, the women serve all the food in the house. So the amount of time it takes to put your hand in a basket to take out a loaf of bread. So the Gemara is going to ask, what kind of loaf of bread? How big is the challah? Is it freshly baked? Is it soft? Is it hard? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it wheat? Is it? And what kind of a basket is it? Is it a wicker basket? Is it a new basket? So it may have got stuck. Maybe the challah got stuck in the basket. Is it an old basket that's already smooth? There's so many factors that are missing. We don't know how many minutes this is. Kadesh toshet yod lasal little kicker. That's a funny shiur. Even though there's no pasuk in Tanakh to back up this position, the amount of time that it takes to put for a woman to put a hand in a basket, woman, a man, same thing, to put a hand in a basket, to take out a chalale, a bulkale, zecher ledavar, there's a remez in a pasuk in Mishlei. The remez has nothing to do with anything, it's just a pun, a play on words. It's just a melitza, bialma, ki ba'ad, the pasuk in Mishlei is warning men not to look at other, if you're married, don't look at other women. Don't look for trouble. If a woman is good looking and she's going to entrap you and you're going to sin, if you fall in with a zayna, with a prostitute, you may lose all of your panas, ad kikalechem. You may lose all of your panas and you have to go beg for a loaf of bread. So that's the pashup shot in the pasuk. So he's taking it, if a man is mezana with a woman, kikalechem. How much time does the stira take? The amount of time it would take to take a kik alechem out of a basket. That's mamish azecha bialma. That's glatan asmachta bialma. Well, women take more time than men. to prepare food. To prepare, not to go shopping, not to prepare the food. Some of the men will take longer to prepare the food. I don't know.
But because
this Tana Plemo mentioned this pasuk, kibiyad isha zayna ad kikalechem, if you fall in with a prostitute, you may lose your whole parnasa, you may have to beg for bread. So the Gemara is going to say, what is the real pshat in the pasuk? The Gemara later on is going to discuss what other remuzim is the pasuk alluding to, and what is the emesa pshat. What's the simple pshat in the pasuk? We'll get to that later. So how many tanaim did we have here? Wow. And each one says they're not agreeing. Each one disagrees with the previous one. So the first shita was Nachmal, just to review. Rabbi Shmuel, then there was Rabbi Lezer, then was Rabbi Yeshua, then Ben Azai, then Rabbi Akiva is 5, Rabbi Yudim and Meser is 6. He says 3 times as much of Rabbi Akiva to swallow 3 eggs. Then Rabbi Lezer ben Yirmiyah, also a rare Tana, Rabbi Lezer ben Yirmiyah. Then you have Chanan ben Pinchas, and you have Plemo. You have 9 Tanoim. Each one is slightly another half a minute. 9 shitas. Period. That's the end of the brayse. Now the Gemara goes back to the top line on Dalet and Aleph. Why does it say the kamashir stira? That's a good question. How long kinui is kinui? The husband says, I'm choshed you biznus. I don't want you to be misyachid with the next door neighbor. I think there's something fishy going on. So that we know what kinui is. What is stira? So stira, she's misyached is with the man for an amount of time. So it says v'kamashir stira. It says k'day tuma. Then it says v'ayte k'day bia. Then it says v'ayte k'day hara. So the Gemara asks v'kol hani lomali. It says kamashir stira k'day tuma. Fartik. What do you keep on saying k'day bia k'day hara? So the Gemara it's srichi. I need the whole description. The itana k'day tuma. If the brisa would have just read the top line on dalana v'kamashir stira k'day tuma, that's all it would say. Hava Amina would have said k'day tumasa v'artzusa. The sheer steer is the amount of time it takes to do tashmish plus to convince the woman to do the tashmish. You have to talk it into her. The man has to convince her. He has to convince her, or she has to convince him. But Yeshis Potifa, she was trying to convince him and it didn't work. Someone has to convince the other one. Just like this, they're going to go into the room together, they're going to have tashmish together. So it takes a while till you're prepared to do the tashmish. Kamash Malon, that's the next word in the Braise. First it says Kedei Tuma. So you might think Kedei Tuma means the amount of time it takes to coax one person should coax the other one to have an affair, and then to actually have the affair. So that's when the next one, the Brisa says, Kedei Bia. You don't need Kedei Artsusa, because we're concerned. He was Mekane, the husband was Mekane, he thinks there already something fishy going on. So the steerer could be that they're already ready. They already had the whole Hachanas before. All we need is the amount of time it takes to do the Tashmish. And if the Tana would have only said Kedei Bia, I would have thought, Havi Amino mistakenly, I would have thought Kedei Gemar Bia, that the man should do a whole Tashmish. Kamashmala Kedei Hara. Hara means Tchilas Bia. The Gemara in Yevamos has a discussion, what's called Gemar Bia and what's called Hascholas Abia. What's called Hascholas Abia? It's a Nafkamina Ledina. Nafkamina Ledina. Let's say a woman is Nevelas to a Nochri. A Nochri is Ma'anis, a Jewish woman. So she's never allowed to marry a Kohen. Or a brother is Mezana with a sister. So she's never allowed to marry a Kohen. So that's only if they actually did Ha'arah, they did Tchilas Bia. They don't have to do Gemar Bia, but they have to at least do Tchilas Bia. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, what's called Tchilas Bia? What's called Tchilas Bia? And then you have Rav Moshe Feinstein has Tshuvas, and many other person have Tshuvas. What's exactly, and what does that mean? Exactly. You have to give, be very graphic. You have to figure out exactly what is Tchilas Bia. I remember once I went to Eretz Yisrael for the yeshiva for a week and a half. So they asked me to give shiurim in all the different yeshivas. So they told me, this yeshiva, they're learning subas, they're learning yavamas, they're learning bava kama. So I came to one yeshiva, they called me on the phone. So I said, what topic you want me to give you shiurim? And I said, whatever you want, the last shaila that you had before you left America. So I said, the last shaila I had, you wouldn't want to hear. So I told him the last shaila that day, that I was going to leave that night. Usually I leave on a Tuesday night. I used to leave always on a Tuesday night, and he would drive me to the airport. So Tuesday afternoon, I was home. So a boy calls me up on the phone. He says he got engaged to a girl. So I said, he didn't tell me who he was. He says, hello, I got engaged. So I said, Mazel Tov. So he said, well, hold the Mazel Tov, that's the Shaila. I'm a Kohen, and he wants to know if he's allowed to marry the girl because she was once with a non-Jew. So I said, if she was Nivola to the guy, then you're not allowed to marry her. If she wasn't Nivola, kissing, hugging, doing everything else other than Tashmish, it's okay. So he said, thank you, and he hangs up. Then he calls up 5 minutes later. He says, could I please describe to him what's called Tashmish? You have to know what's called Tchilas Bia, because people don't know what's Tchilas Bia, what's Gemar Bia. Unfortunately, it's very negir halacha lemais. So Haro is called Tchilas Bia.
So if somebody, let's say, two people get married, and then they have kiddus and nisuin, and then there's no Bia, they get divorced or she dies or whatever. So she can marry a Kohen after that?
If she's a Grusha, she may not marry a Kohen.
Even though there is no idea.
Right? A Grusha is a Grusha. No, if she was Nivola to a non-Jew, a Nivola to a Chavi Krisis, so then, even though she's not a Grusha, that's called the Zona. Nivola Lepasala is called the Zona. Yeah? The different women are not allowed to marry Kohen. A Chalola is a different thing. Let's say Kohen marries a Grusha and they have a daughter. A Kohen marries a Gioris and he's not allowed to, and they have a daughter. So the daughter is a Chalola. So the halal is not permitted to marry a Kohen. And a Grusha is a Grusha. Any woman that got divorced is a Grusha. And a Zona is a woman who is Nivola L'Pasala, even though she didn't do it willingly. She was Nensa. The Mishnah in Ksuba says a woman was Nensa Ayidei Akum, so she's Asur L'Kuna. Let's say a woman was Mizana with someone. She doesn't know whether she went to college and she had an affair with someone. She doesn't know whether he was a Jew or a Goy. And most of the students are Jewish. Moreover, the students are Jewish. So Menatari should go Basarayv. So the Mishnah says, Midirabana de Zachumah, Milo Asa Byuchsin. The Zachumah Midirabana, not to rely on Raiv. Even though the Raiv is that they were Jewish students, you have to be Choshish. Maybe she was Mezana with a guy. Although she knows Bavadai that it was a Jewish student. Okay? Avadai said it's a Jewish student, so she's not called a Zaina. One opinion in Tanoim is that even upon Habal Apnuya, if a single girl has an affair with a Jewish boy and they weren't married, that's also called a Zaina. So the Gemara says, we don't accept that opinion. We don't accept that opinion. Otherwise, the Kohanim would have, they would be very restricted who they can marry. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. The Brice has to spell out, the Kamashir Stira, how long is it in minutes? How long is it? So it says, Kedei Tuma. So kedei tuma, one can misunderstand to mean kedei artzusa v'kedei tuma. How long would it take to coax for one person to coax the other one to be mezana, and the amount of time to mezana? So that's why it says no kedei bia, leave out the artzusa, only the bia. Then it's, and how much is bia? Not gemar bia, kedei haro tchilas bia. And how long is that? So then it says kedei hakofas adeka, the amount of time it takes to walk around the tree. It just doesn't say how fat the tree is. The different size tree. That's what Tosis says. You left us hanging. That's the last line in the bottom Tosis. The Gemara doesn't explain how wide the tree is. So then we have the nine opinions. Each time it gives a different opinion. Nine opinions how long it takes. And each one was Mishar B'Yatzma, the Gemara says. Each one was married and they gave their own shiur. So that's what the Gemara is working out, all the different shittas. Then the Gemara says again, V'yashminu k'day, we left that a little bit. V'yashminu k'day haro, and if the Brisa would stop over there, k'day haro wouldn't say k'day hakofas adek, al havi amina, I might have thought mistakenly, k'day haro v'yartzuso. One might think, the amount of time it takes to coax the other person to have an affair, plus the amount of time it takes to do the haro. Kamash malono k'day tuma, only k'day tuma. And then the Brisa continues with the nine opinions. V'kama k'dei haro, how long is that? So then you have the first opinion, the second opinion, all the nine opinions. So now the Gemara has a problem. We had nine names mentioned, a whole list. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva, a whole bunch of names. Then we have another Brisa that has also a list of names. What they say in the second Brisa doesn't correspond, living or dead, to what they said in the first Brisa. So what's going on over here? I mean, they're two different versions of what they said. Freg de Gemara, it says, Kadeh HaKofas HaDefeg Ma'ureminhi, and we ask a contradiction, one Bryce on the other. It said, this one is a Tosefta. It says in the Tosefta, V'nistaro, if the woman had Kinu Yastira, then she has to drink by Ma'amorim, otherwise she's not allowed to be with her husband. The Kamashir Stira, how long does it take? Lo shamanu. In the Chumash it doesn't say. We have to figure out on our own. Kishoyim v'hi nitma'o. The whole chashash is maybe she was mezana during the stira. Oh, haviyoyim k'dei tuma. How long does the stira take? The amount of time it takes to do znus. And how long is that? K'dei bia. And how long is that? K'dei hara. Fine, chilas bia. And how long is that? K'dei chazoras dekel. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Kedei chazoras dekel. What does the word mean, chazoras dekel? So first we said hakofa. The first time it was Rabbi Shmuel and the first brisa, hakofas dekel. Here it says kedei chazoras dekel. And here it's Rabbi Lezer. In the first brisa, Rabbi Lezer was quoted as saying kedei mezigas hakois. So it's a different shear. Let's see in the second brisa, in the second white line, Rabbi Shmuel kedei mezigas hakois. Rabbi Shua was quoted above. What did Rabbi Shua say before? Kedei lishtos. Before he said, before Rabbi Lezer said kedei mezigas hakos, Rabbi Shua said kedei lishtoso. And now Rabbi Shua says kedei mezigas hakos. Then it says Benazai yomer kedei lishtoso. Benazai said before kedei litzlos beitza. Nothing corresponds. Everything is totally, everything is shifted off. Rabbi Kiva says kedei litzlos beitza. Before that was but Benazai said, and Rabbi Kiva said kedei legoima. Everything is fakir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh. All the names are the same. But everything is shifted. Before Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh said k'dei l'gmaya sholish beitzim zuachazu. Now he says k'dei l'goyim o, to swallow one beitzim. That's mamish astira. That's mamish astira. So we have two brises with a lot of the names similar, same, and everything is different. Feg digemar, zog digemar, in the third wide line. Kasal k'daitach, those who were asking the question thought, mistakenly, haino hakofas adekel, Haina Chazoras Adek. They thought Hakovas Adekel and Chazoras Adek means to run around, to walk around a tree. So the Gemara asked, but it's the wrong name. Hosam Amar Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Hakovas Adekel. In the first Brisa, the first time is Rabbi Shmuel. He says the time it takes to walk around Hakovas Adekel. And here the one who says, Upalig Rabbi Lezer Alei. And the second time disagrees with that. And Hocham Rab Lezer Kedei Chazoras Adekel. Here in the second Brisa, the first one quoted is Rab Lezer, and he says Kedei Chazoras Adekel before he disagreed with the Tana Rabbi Shmuel who came first. So isn't there a contradiction? And for the Gemara, no, they mean two totally different things. And by Hakofa means Hakofa Sadekel means how long does it take to walk around the tree, to walk around Hakofa Beregel. Chazara means baruach. No, chazara means you have a decal that stands like this. And then if I turn the tree to the side, if it's a tree as fat as this room, you can't turn it to the side. But it means it's a young tree, a sapling. I'm going to turn it to the side so that it's going to shake back and forth a little bit till it's going to get straight again. That's called Chazaras HaDekel. It's going to wave back and forth till it gets straight. So these are two different things. How long does it take till it straightens out? G'day HaKofas HaDekel, how long does it take a person to walk around a tree? So that's what Rabbi Shmuel said in the first Bais, and Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree. And Rabbi Lezer in the second Bais says, Ashir G'day Chazaras HaDekel means Baruach. Yeah, but you still have a question. In the first Braisa, Reb Lezer said, K'dei Mezigas HaKais. The second Braisa says, K'dei Chazaras HaDekel. So the answer is, that's the same. Apparently, that's the same amount of time. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Craig the Gemara, but we're still not sure, what does it mean? K'dei Chazara, Chazara Baruch. Boy, Rav Ashi, what does it mean? Chazara Baruch, K'echa de Ozil, V'hoda Osi. If you bend the tree to the side, bend the sapling to the side, then it's going to shake. It's going to go back, and then it's going to go back. Once and twice, shine. That's it. Oidilmo, longer than that, doesn't mean when it stops shaking and it goes back to standing straight. That's going to be a little longer. Another half a minute. So the Gemara says, teku. They're not sure how long. Depends on the tree. Everything is unclear. Then the Gemara asks about the Hasam. Isn't there a contradiction in Rabbi Lezer? Hasam in the first Brice of Amar Rabbi Lezer, K'dei Mezigas HaKais, the amount of time it takes to mix in the water into the wine, and Hachak K'dei Chazaras HaDekel. Here he gives a different shear. Don't they contradict? The Gemara says, no, apparently this Hainu Hach, it's the same. I would have said one of them is a misprint. That's what I would say. We say, you used to, no, yeah, Toh Sefer and Shai. The Amoraim didn't want to say that. They had two brises, all the names came out listed. Here there are nine names, and here they left out the Tanoim who were hardly ever heard of. Ablaz ben Yirmi, Yochanan ben Pinchas, and Plame, what they left out. And all the other Tanoim, the famous names, are repeated from one brise to the other. And all the Shurim are different over here. So the Gemara says, it's not a Tos Sefer. Chach Yuruhu. Then the Gemara says, Avaita Rastir, Hasam, in the first brise, Amor Amshur, Kadei Lushtoso. In the first Braisa, Rabbi Shua says the amount of time it takes to drink a cup of wine, a rabbis of wine, k'dei lishtoso, yayin mozug, and hocham k'dei mezigas hakois. He says a different shear, the amount of time it takes to fill up, to mix the wine with the water. And for the Gemara, no, you have to put the two together. E mazagazai, k'dei limzog v'lishtois. The time that it takes to do both together. Frag the Gemara, why didn't you give the same answer that you just gave before in Rabbi Lezer? There was a steer of the first Bryce and the second Bryce. So we said, there's two ways to say the same amount of time. Why don't you say the same answer over here? That when the steer on Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua and one Bryce, what was again the steer? One Bryce says, K'dei Lishtos, the other Bryce says, K'dei Mezigas HaKais. So why do you say no? It means the amount of time it takes to do the Meziga combined. The amount of time it takes to do the Meziga with the drinking. Zog, K'dei Meziga is identical with K'dei Lishtos. Mar says, you can't say that. Going to say that. So then what's Fegma Velema? Why don't you say the same answer as you just said before? Iri Chachur. And the Gemara named him Kain Han Rab Lazar. No, because it says in the Brisa there's a Machlekes Hatanaim. Rab Lazar says the amount of time of steer, the three lines from the top, third line from the top of the Omen. So Rab Lazar says, how long is steer? K'dei Mezigas HaKos. Rabbi Shua disagrees. K'dei Lishtos HaKos. So if K'dei Lisht, and the second Braisa, Rabbi Shua says, K'dei Mezigas HaKos. You're going to say K'dei Mezigas is the same as K'dei Lishtos. So Rabbi Yeshua said the same as Rab Lezer. And the first Braisa says, so what are they fighting about? So that's why we didn't give that answer, that K'dei Lishtos is the same as K'dei Mezigas. So we combined it. We said Rabbi Shua takes much longer. K'dei Mezigas HaKos plus K'dei Lishtos. Then the Gemara says, Vaita, but all the other Tanaim, everything is contradictory. Awesome. I would have given up already. No? I would have said it's all a Tos Sefer. The Gemara keeps on insisting. Referring everything. Freg the Gemara, Hasam Amma Ben Azar, there's a steer of Ben Azar. Every single Tana, there's a steer. Hasam Amma Ben Azar, K'dei Litzlas Beitza, Achama K'dei Lishtosa, to drink a cup of wine. So the Gemara, Idid Idi Chachur, that's identical. Here this answer does work. That's equivalent. The time it takes to broil an egg is the same amount of time it takes to drink a cup of wine. The amount of time it takes to swallow the egg, And for the Gemara, Ema Zagazai, Rabbi Kivaman say both together. Kdei Litzlis Beisa Ulegaima. Fegma, why don't you give the same answer that you said before? Iri Biri Chachi Uru. Lei Miri Chachi. You can't say it. Kain Haina Ben Azai. No. Ben Azai said the sheer steer is the amount of time it takes to broil an egg. And he's saying the amount of time it takes to swallow the egg is the same amount of time it takes to broil the egg. So what are they fighting about? They got to say, Rabbi Kiva said, no. Time it takes to broil the egg and to eat the egg. Then the next time, every single time is astir. Hasam amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh kedei legmar sholish beitzim zochazu. Hachama kedei legoima. Here he says to swallow one egg. Isn't it astir? Everything. Well, the Rabbi Ledvara, he really holds the amount of time it takes to swallow three hard-boiled eggs. But when he said kedei legoima to swallow one egg, that's Ledvara of the Rabbi Kiva Kama. The Kama, Rabbi Kiva just said before, Mishar mitzliya ubigmiya. Rabbi Kiva said, you need both the amount of time it takes to broil an egg and to swallow. So he said, no, I don't agree with you. Ema zagazai, Rabbi, who is it? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh says to Rabbi Kiva, no. Ema shir gemiya luchudok, kedei legmar sholish beitzim zochazu. Gemara says that he disagreed. So the Gemara says, the Gemara was miyashiv everything. They apparently had such a strong tradition on the both brises, so they were not prepared to say that anything is a tor sefer. Sometimes the Gemara says there are two versions, trait tanoi aliba de Rabbi Kiva. They're not even prepared to say it's a machlekes what Rabbi Kiva said. They insist that everything corresponds. The first brisa, the second brisa, everything corresponds. So hard to believe. Then the Gemara is going to work on the details. All the details are unclear here. All the details are unclear. The Gemara says about on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says about the roll in the basket. So the Gemara says, here the other Gemara, Chana ben Pinchas says, she wants to take out something that's stuck in her teeth. Gemara wants to know, how stuck is it in the teeth? Sometimes you need floss to get it out. Sometimes you can take it out with your fingers. Sometimes you have to use a toothbrush. Sometimes you need dental floss. How much stuck is it? So the Gemara said, we don't know. Take it. How tight is it stuck? We don't know. Take it. Plema says, the amount of time it takes to take a challah out of a basket. So is the challah stuck in the basket? Or is it just sitting in the basket? So you just pick it up, or do you have to pull it out? Is it b'charato batik? Is it a brand new basket, so maybe it's stuck to the pieces of the wood? Or is it an old basket, so everything is smooth already on the inside? Is it b'chamim or b'kriri? Is it a freshly baked roll, so it's going to be soft and it's going to be sticking to the basket? Or is it a kriri? Is it an old stale one, it's cold and it's not going to be sticking? Is it b'dechiti or b'desairi? Is it wheat or is it barley? If it's wheat, so it's going to be smoother. It's going to be cholak, so it won't stick so much. Is it b'rekicha or b'akusha? Is it hard? Is it soft? Take it. We don't know what the shear is. You don't know about all the Shiraman. Then each one gave from his own life experience. Okay. Shine. Today I participated in the OU. They had a webcast. So we were discussing in Yonim of Chinuch of children. So one of the things, we were answering the questions that they posed, that people called up. But one of the questions that they didn't pose was the most important question, that Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to each one of his children. Each one got a different bracha. Ish asher kiver chasa berach oisoi. A lot of times the parents think that all of the children are like you make cookies. The gingerbread man. You make exactly the same cookie mold and you make 5,000 cookies like that. The Gemara says the greatness of the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he made so many human beings and no two people look the same. Everybody has a different fingerprint. Everybody has a totally different DNA. The parts of Panim is different. Even I have grandchildren who are identical twins. I never see them. They live in Eretz Yisrael. But the parents can tell the difference between them. They're clearly different people. Personalities are different, and everything is different. There are no two people exactly the same. So that each child has to be raised differently. Chanoch lanar al pi darka. When you give the blessings to the children, you have to get, each one gets a different bracha. Ish asher kiver chasa berach oisai. A lot of times the parents make a mistake. They sent the first child to this yeshiva and he was successful, so they send the second child to the same yeshiva. Not necessarily going to be successful for the second child, just because it was good for that child. or there are parents who learned in my shiur 40 years ago, 30 years ago, so they insist their child has to go to my shiur. It's a disaster. The parent enjoyed my shiur, the child, the son doesn't enjoy the shiur. I learned for harusa with the father. So this father insists, that case, many cases like that, the father insists the son has to learn in my shiur. It's a disaster. The kid is not going to be matzliach in my shiur. He belongs in a different shiur. Each person is totally different. Each person, all the rabbeim, almost all the rabbeim in YU learn per Rav Soloveitchik, they all heard the same shiur. Everyone walked away. Each one has a totally different personality. Each one has a totally different style. Even when they say over Rav Soloveitchik Teres, each one says it over differently. Each one heard it differently. So when you raise the children, it has to be different. That's why Rabbeinu Hirsch has a famous, he has a lot of essays on Chinuch HaBanim. So one of his famous or infamous essays, he says that Yitzchak Avinu made a mistake in Chinuch HaBanim, that he raised Yankov and Esav. He thought that you have to raise all the children the same way. Says if he would have, they were twins, yeah. He says if he would have realized that Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darka, each child needs a different style of Chinuch, Esav wouldn't have turned out to be Esav. He would have been a Fruma Fina Balabas. Yankov would have been the Kolonik, a rabbi, and Esav would have been a Fruma Balabas. But because he was pressuring Esav that he should also learn Gemara, and learn in the same class with Yankov Avinu, so it didn't work out. That's very important. Some children are not cut out for learning. Everyone, Sein Chalkeinu Misarasech, when we daven Shemana Esrei, we daven, the tefillah appears in the Mishnah in the end of Pirkei Avos, Yiratzon Shebana Misamigos, Meri Ameinu, Sein Chalkeinu Misarasech, everybody has a chelik in Torah, but not everybody has the same chelik. Some people have a larger chelik, some people have a smaller chelik. Everybody has a chelik in Torah. Now they start in all the yeshivas, they teach Mishnah Brura. What are they teaching Mishnah Brura? They should start with the children, kids of Shulchan Aruch. It's out of style. They're all embarrassed to teach. What's wrong? Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is gevaldik. For years and years, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was the most often published sefer. There were so many more editions of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch than of more than Gemaras. Balabatim lived on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We should teach the children Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Then they graduate. You get to the Chayyadim. Okay, not everyone is ready for Mishnah Brura. Now they force Mishnah Brura on everybody. Who can live up to so many chumras? And now they teach Gemara. Before you start the Gemara, they start with all the Rav Chaims. Not all the children are cut out to learn Rav Chaim. So people are trained into believing, if you're going to learn without Rav Chaim, hastenish gelan. You're not learning. That's terrible. You learn Chumash and Rashi. That's Talmud Torah. You learn Tanakh. You learn on Yankif. It's wonderful. I remember years ago in Shul, they used to learn between Minchara. They used to learn on Yankif. They used to learn Novi. They used to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I remember participating in the Shia. What's wrong with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? What's wrong? It's a big who? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? Kitzur. Okay, so the one who gives the shiur should explain. He was a Hungarian, and this is a Hungarian chumrah, and we don't follow all of these chumras. Yeah, a lot of times you have to explain. This is a minig, and this is a chumrah, and this is a Hungarian chumrah. You have to explain what it is.
In the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, that's the smicha vaher, where you have to know the whole Mishnah Brura.
Ooh, wow. That's a tall order. Okay, for Rabbanim is one thing.
7 years.
But we're ruining Talmidim and Yeshivas by leading them to believe that everyone has to be on, this is Hatzlach and learning is that you have to know how to learn with all the Rav Chaims. So people leave the Yeshiva and they say, well, I'm not going to be Matzlach and learning anyway, because I'm not going to know all of these Rav Chaims. I may as well not waste my time to learn. That's not true. Hatzlach and learning. You learn Gemara with Rashi is wonderful. You learn Mishnayos with the Bar Tanur is marvelous. What's wrong with that? It's a big problem. It's a big problem. The parents have to realize, Isha Shekibechasa Berachoisim, he gives brachas, Zvulna Lachayf Yamim Vishkan, he should be Matzlich and Parnasa. Why doesn't he just give Mola Bracha? They should be Matzlich and learning, and everybody should learn in the Kaila. There's nothing wrong with working for a living. They're all going to learn. They're all going to learn. But each one gets Isha Shekibechasa, each one has to have his own. Ishain Shem to parts of fame, Daimazalaza, Kachan Deesem Daimazalaza. Each person has to go into the field that is cut out for. The Gemara says in Chagig, and the Gemara quotes Psukim from Navi, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, so to speak, sheds three tears every day. Shalosh Demos Halala, what is he shedding the tears on? So the Gemara says two out of the three tears are on the misplaced persons. The people who belong in the learning who went into secular fields, the people who belong in the secular fields who went into learning. So such a Rahman is the Rebbeinu Shalom is crying over the misplaced persons. That's one of the things that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't tell you in advance, what you're cut out for, what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to figure that out on your own, what you're supposed to do. But we can't force everyone to go into the same style. That's one of the problems now. In Flatbush and Borough Park, the parents are forcing all the children to have to all go sit and learn in the yeshiva. They're not all cut out to sit and learn in the yeshiva. So it's a disaster. They're not cut out for that. That's why in the yeshiva they have different tracks. The menahel of the yeshiva has to determine which boy belongs in which shiur. A lot of boys don't belong in my shiur. A lot of boys are loafing. They're going to an easy shiur where they get off easy. They do belong in my shiur. They should work their heads off. They could be matzliach more, so they want to get away easy. A lot of the boys belong in a shiur where they learn. Mavis Sedra every week and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There's nothing wrong with that. We shouldn't. It's a problem in the shuls also. Remember, when I was growing up, my father was always a rabbi in an Orthodox shul. So there were people who only came to shul Shalosh Regalim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The whole year long they didn't come to shul. Then the second day Yom Kippur, they'll be clean shaven. And on Yom Kippur, most of the people came with shoes. Most of the people didn't wear a kittel. So the shul attracted all kinds of people. Now, the Orthodox shuls, halavai this would be true, but in a certain sense it is, they're so frum, nobody wears shoes on Yom Kippur. Wear shoes, they'll look at you like a meshuggah. Everybody wears a kittel. Everybody, what do you mean you only come Shalosh Regalim? Everybody comes all the time. So those people only come Shalosh Regalim, they're not going to walk into an Orthodox shul. They feel out of place, so they go to a conservative shul. So the children are totally lost, like this. They used to go to an Orthodox shul, so I would talk with them, other people would talk with me, carve them, they'd be a shaykhis. Now these people totally have no shaykhis but the Orthodox at all. We've made everything, we've made the learning on too high a standard, so many people are turned off from learning. They're not cut out for that learning. And everybody's cut out for learning, but that's not the definition of learning. To learn easy things is also heizgalant. And we've made shmiras ha-mitzvah, so it's either all or nothing. It's not all or nothing. You're not talking about a ger. A ger, abol is ger, it's either all or nothing. You don't want to live up to all the mitzvahs, so then we can't accept you as a ger. Talking about people who are Jewish. People who are Jewish, it's not all or nothing. There are some who have such an attitude in Kiruv. They do Kiruv with Jews, and they say, it's either all or nothing. You're not prepared to do everything. That's not right. If you can get the person to be Shomer Shabbos a little bit, so you have to work on him to be a Shomer Shabbos. They have in their biography Rabbi Saul Salanter. There were Jews who worked in government offices and they would write on Shabbos, so he would show them how they can write less. If you can get away with writing less on Shabbos, so write less. During the weekdays, write a full sentence and type a full sentence. On Shabbos, try to minimize the malacha. You don't say it's either all or nothing. You're Machal Shabbos anyway, so go to Gehenna. I'm not going to talk to you. You're talking about people who are Jewish. We've distorted the whole religion. We've distorted the whole Derech Halima. We have to do a lot of work in this area. We have to do a lot of work in a lot of areas.
It's the success of Chabad.
But this wasn't printed by Karen. I hope he's not going to feel insulted. Okay.
My father told me Shofnar. Kiss a Shofnar.
Oh, yeah?
MTI.
Why not?
Isn't that the story you didn't see?
Really?
He's already so old that he has children.